Committee of the Whole, which is being held today on Monday, July 13th at the City Hall Council Chambers. But the records indicate that Alderman Don Vogelsberg is not with us this evening, and our Honorable Mayor, Kevin Burns, is on city business in New York, so I'm sitting in for him. So if we can begin with item number one on our agenda, to consider the consent agenda. Exercise that may be removed for discussions at the request of any alderman or citizen.
Move to approve the minutes, which is the only item on the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion to move to accept the consent agenda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Okay, thank you. Item number three. Item business A, to consider the approval for Geneva Academic Foundation fundraiser in downtown Geneva, August 7, 2009. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
And a second. Is there someone in, yes, in the audience, there is someone that would like to speak to this point. Is it Deborah Brown? And Elaine DeVita, thank you.
What is it, 3 months ago now, Deborah approached Dean Gaines and I to say the downtown business community does so much for our community. Donations to
silent auction,
fundraisers, sporting events. What can we do to give back to the business community? And so Deborah has been masterminding Viva Geneva, and she's here to tell everyone about it. Mark your calendars for August 11th and plan to buy tickets.
7th.
The 11th is frontline training. Excuse me. August 7th, and Deborah will tell us all about it. Okay?
Thank you.
As Ellen said, on August 7th, the Geneva Academic Foundation will be hosting, upon approval, Viva Geneva, and I'm sure you've seen us in our parade. The event is a collaborative effort between the Geneva Academic Foundation and the downtown merchants. It is intended as like a hometown shopping festival to bring people back into our town, enjoy hometown shopping, the Academic Foundation, and supporting our schools. Benefit of the event will be for the Geneva Academic Foundation primarily, and then secondary, as I said, our merchants. That evening will consist of shopping specials from all of our merchants, which most of them have agreed to participate. We will be having a scavenger hunt in conjunction with the History Center. We will have music venues from the high schools. Our local restaurants are doing many different types of food specials. And then in addition to the events going on, we will be having a shopping raffle, if you will. We will be having two silent auctions, one for school items and then things that have been donated. But that night, anyone who participates in Viva Geneva and does shopping, we have three wonderful raffle prizes. The first prize is up to $500 of those purchases refunded that night. The second prize is a lovely evening at the Harrington, an overnight stay with the Riverview Room. And third prize is a foursome at Tana Farm. So we have a lot of exciting things to bring to folks in town. The ticket price is $50. $25 goes to the Geneva Academic Foundation, and which I believe is tax deductible, but of course I would recommend that anyone talk to their tax advisor person. And then the other $25 is returned to the purchaser in Geneva dollars, and that's where we want people to get back into our town and experience our wonderful stores. And then, in addition to getting the merchant box, all the merchants are giving us a coupon, some type of special that evening that we'll be putting in a coupon book and be giving the purchaser to, again, drive foot traffic into the stores and get those people who haven't maybe shopped in downtown Geneva for a while to get back in there and see what the stores have to offer. Our goal is 400 tickets, so that is a lot, and we have about 3 weeks left, so I'm on the phone frantically making sure that we're selling our 100 tickets a week. So if anyone's interested, I have tickets. The Academic Foundation website, you can purchase them through there. We have three point-of-service stores right now that are helping us sell tickets, which is the Geneva History Center, State Street Jewelers, and Town and Country Gardens, but we are hoping to add more retailers in the next couple days. And then you can call me directly at 630-849-4929, and I'll deliver the tickets to you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Debbie, for as a matter of fact, would you be kind enough to introduce yourself? You give the guests your name and your place of residency.
Sure. My name is Deborah Brown, and I live on Old Kirk Road, and I am the fundraising chair for the Geneva Academic Foundation.
Thank you. I want to compliment you and your organization on what a marvelous task that they perform for our student body.
Thank you.
They're really, really super people, and I'm sure many of the council members will probably echo my feelings about your organization. You do so many great things for the student body in Geneva. It's just marvelous.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Any questions from... Yes, Ms. McCurdy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of questions for Ms. Brown. First of all, and if you stated this already, I apologize, but the cost of the tickets are?
$50.
$50. Mm-hmm. And is this the GAF's only or primary fundraiser, or do you have other fundraisers throughout the year?
It is our primary fundraiser. We will be working with some other organizations, Dancing with the Geneva Stars. We will be having a 5K run. And then we do, you know, our general membership drive, but this is our primary fundraiser because we are almost at $1 million in grants. We really would like to meet and exceed that this year.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. I read here, and I thought maybe the audience would like to know that with the $50 book, it says you immediately receive $25 worth of Geneva Chamber of Commerce gift certificates, and I thought that was in itself a really good deal for, you know, because you could use those just about anywhere, correct?
Right. You can use those anywhere, and then even that evening if you just like to have dinner or if you'd like to do some shopping.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give me your telephone number again?
Sure. 630-849-4929.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Singer. Deborah, I noticed the hours are 3 to 9
That's correct.
A Friday evening. On a typical Friday evening, there's some of the merchants are not open. Have you got promises from a few more of the stores to open that particular day?
We are a little over 100 participating merchants and restaurants. We've only had four, who have said it's really not viable for us because of the industry that they're in, but everyone else has been very excited and has really jumped on the bandwagon.
So I presume that then does include some stores that are typically not open on a typical Friday evening.
Yeah. That was the one thing that we did make sure that everyone understood. There is no cost to the merchants. Per se, the cost is they need to stay open from 3 to 9.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity for those people who can't get down to shop on a typical day. This is a Friday when everything will be open and they can contribute to the Academic Foundation, which is a great thing to do. So thank you for organizing this.
You're welcome.
Like a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Are there any other questions from the council members? Any questions from the audience? Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you.
Well, there's been a motion and a second. I'd like to have a vote on the issue. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Item 3B, consider execution of easement agreements for electric distribution lines at 301 South 3rd Street.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
There's a motion and a second. Any questions by the council members? Anyone in the audience have a question regarding this issue? None? All those, please, in favor, vote by signifying, saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Item 3C, consider bid award and execution of contract with Water Well Solutions in the amount of $36,993 for sealing and abandonment of well number 7 in Fox Run subdivision. contribution has been made. A second by Mr. Piper. Yes, and we have anyone having any questions regarding the issue?
All I would like to mention is that I didn't include in the packet that at this time there is no motion to sell the property, so I just wanted to make that clear. So I did not mention that in the packet, so that could be brought up at a later time.
Very good. Any questions?
Is it a buildable lot after we cap the well? I guess that would be my question. I mean, we haven't.
From speaking to Mr. Radovich, yes, it is. I know that the homeowners association were interested in the property roughly about a year ago when we first started talking about the abandonment. They were interested in it for a community center for their area. I don't know what their use was going to be, but that's what they were thinking.
Because there's a building on there, isn't
correct?
There?
There's a well house there, a brick well house.
And that will come down as part of the capping, or is that not?
No. Nothing will happen with the building itself. It's just the ceiling of the well itself, so we can get that off the IEPA list.
And do we have any other need for that lot, or is that excess property for us, really, that we should look at selling?
Exactly. At some point, yes.
Okay.
Very good. Alderman Dantino, do you have a question, sir? Any other questions? Alderman Brown.
Now that you say that it's just a matter of sealing it, how does it cost us $37,000 to pour a little concrete down a hole?
It's a deep well. It's approximately 1,500 feet deep, so it has to be sealed and abandoned correctly. And it's going to take quite a while to seal that properly. So I can't give you all the specifics of what goes into it, but... as you can see, it,
so 1,500 feet takes a lot of concrete. In your
well, it's not just concrete. I mean, a lot of it is stone will be quite a bit of it, and then once it gets up into the column pipe, then it'll have to be sealed with concrete properly, so or a concrete material.
Was there any chance that by including it in the sale of the lot, that someone who wanted to buy the lot might get a cheaper bid for sealing and tearing down the building than we might, or is it our responsibility to seal the hole?
Since it's a city well, I would believe that it would be our responsibility to clear that from the IEPA. I can't believe that any homeowner would get it any more competitively priced than what we have.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Any other questions from the council members? Anyone in the audience have a question? Alderman Pollock.
Thank you, sir. Bob, are there any future liabilities that are associated with this once it's sealed? Would we maintain an easement because it was once an active well, or once it's sealed?
It's my understanding that once it is sealed, and we've had other properties that have had a well site on them previously, well number two comes into mind directly across from the Harrington. That turned into a buildable lot there, so we will not have any permanent easement restrictions on that. Once it is sealed, it'll be a buildable lot completely, and we could be, released from any obligation at that point.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
I thought you said, though, that the building, thank you very much. I thought that you said the building was going to remain, though.
It will until we sell the property.
Oh, okay.
One. Yeah.
I misunderstood.
Sure.
Thank you.
It's a brick building. It's very nice. It looks very nice, so there's no reason to tear it down at this point.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I have a question now. Will the is the tear down also included in that $36,000 cost?
No.
So there will be an additional expense occurred.
Right, but it's a brick building. I mean, that's something actually we could probably do in house if we wanted to.
Okay.
Bricks.
Anyone else have any questions? None. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Item 3D, consider bid award and execution of contract with R.A. Mancini, Inc. in the amount of $69,420 for 209 rehabilitation of the sanitary sewer manholes.
So
motion.
So moved.
Second.
By Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions on the issue? Anyone in the audience? All over the public.
Just one comment. Bob and I should have commented on your previous item, but I noted that both these were bid out, and I know this is something that a fellow alderman of ours often champions. I just wanted to say thanks.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Any other questions? Alderman?
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Singer. In the off chance, have you done a payback period on this? This is the sort of thing we presumably do because it saves us money in the long run in terms of water usage and sanitary sewer costs.
The reason behind this is because we're getting a significant amount of infiltration through the structures themselves, and that's why we're sealing it. Most of the manholes require just a rubber boot to be placed around the outside of the frame and rings that connect to the top of the manhole itself, and then one of the reasons we found this was several months ago I went out with Randy Miller on a Sunday when it was raining heavily, and we popped a lot of the manholes in this area, and we found a lot of the infiltration coming in from those manholes. We did our research on the best possible methods to do this, and the best method would be to uncover the dirt around the outside of the manhole, just the frame and the rings, which is only going down roughly a foot around that, and putting a rubberized boot around it, which is now a requirement of any new development that would come into town. And that seals any rainwater from entering into the manhole itself. There were several manholes, I would say probably less than 10, that had some other structural defects to where it were letting in quite a bit of infiltration rainwater into the system. So we want to correct that because the Geneva East area is one area that we want to concentrate in that is having significant problems with that.
So is the problem the excess water in the system, or is the problem that the plant becomes overwhelmed if there's too much influx?
The plant becomes overwhelmed. That's one of the problems, but the other major problem is that the pipes are not sized large enough to handle all that rainwater. When the pipes aren't sized long enough or large enough, it backs up into the homes, and so we want to alleviate that problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Alderman, Sam Hill.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Singer. Bob, with some of the infiltration, does that include perhaps grass clippings or leaves or anything like that?
No, this is a separate system. What you're referring to is just the storm water system.
Right.
This is only for sanitary sewers.
Okay.
So that sanitary sewers only handle what is coming from the home itself as far as any washing of clothes or toilets or sinks or things like that.
I was concerned about any grass clippings that might have infiltrated because they're in the street, which is
completely separate
not
system.
Legal in this community. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem.
Alderman Polak.
Thank you, Mr. Singer. Bob, just one point of clarification. I noted that there was the bid was $69,000, approximately $32,000 less than the engineer's estimate. Was this a budgeted amount?
It was in the capital improvement program.
Okay, so the $32,000 is to be allocated how now?
Well, we're going to see how the budget goes. That's the type of money that, on something like this, instead of going out with an engineering firm to do the calculations, we wanted to save money and do it in-house. So that's what we did. We put our engineer's estimates from in-house. Chris Bong did this work. He went through numerous other engineering contracts that we've had in the past, took this as the going rate. I think what you're seeing is the fact that it's so competitive right now out there. People are looking for a lot of work, and we were pleasantly surprised that it was this low, but we also saved quite a bit of money by keeping it in-house with our engineering also. Right. We hope to do the same for our pipelining that's coming up too.
It's I really hope former Alderman DeCoito is watching. So that's great. Thank you.
In these economic times, and if you've seen the water sales as they are right now, they're not as good as what we had projected, so this is going to help balance it out in the end. This is not something that we're just going to use because it's there.
Great. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions from the council members? From the audience? Come forward, introduce yourself. Matter of record, please.
John Devine.
Your address, please.
921 Wood Avenue.
Who's that?
Would you be kind enough to come up to the podium?
Who is that?
Got to see you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
I was wondering, how many manhole covers are there in total in the city proper, and does this 69,000 cover all the manhole?
No.
Okay. How many does it cover then?
This is covering roughly, actually I think I've got it written down. Our goal was to, I believe it's around 200.
Yeah, 200.
This is what it is.
200.
I would venture to say it's probably about equal to the number of fire hydrants that we have in town, which is about 1,800. So it's fairly comparable to that.
So we got about 1,800 manhole covers, and
that's just sanitary.
Yeah, sanitary. And we're going to do about 200 of them for 69,000.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any other questions? Anyone else in the audience? Motion has been made and it's been seconded. Those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 3E, consider the execution of a 5-year lease agreement with Pitney Bowers at a monthly cost of $135 for City Hall postage machine. I'm looking for a motion.
So moved.
Seconded by Alderman Brown, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions on this issue? Yes, Alderman Hill.
Great, I do. Thank you, Mr. Mayor Pro Tem. It's nice that the finance department has got their own postage machine. It's unfortunate that the city hall does not have one. What do the other departments do that they're not located here? Do they bring all their mail here, or how do they handle it, like Department of Public Works?
They have their own postage machine.
They do?
Yes.
The other locations. Okay. Okay, well, I can see the advantage of having one. I just was wondering about the cost in these times. All right, thank you very much.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Singer. It seems the big savings here is not the $135 a month for the Pitney Bowes machine, but the $1,300 a month in postage fees. So we live in an era, as we heard from the U.S. Post Office, where the amount of first-class mail is down 50% from last year. It seems to me a reasonable goal for the city would be to also reduce somehow the amount of first-class mail we send out. We're doing that in utility billing by getting more and more people to sign up for computerized billing. Is there any place where we can reduce the amount of paper we're sending out each month? Because this number struck me as being a very large number.
Yes,
that's almost 4,000 letters a month, and you know, that's one letter per household. What are all of these things we're sending out at great expense?
We've eliminated the city newsletter, for one thing, and that was about an 8,000 piece run. So we've eliminated all of that postage with our first electronic newsletter in July. And we will continue to do that, obviously. We are trying to sign people up for utility billing. We will need to, before we can actually implement that program, we will need to upgrade our software in order to bill out utility bills via email. We don't have the programming to do that. But we continually look at ways to send email. As you know, we communicate very, I would say, proliferately in email, for whether it's our customers or the general public or city council or among staff. We constantly are looking for ways to do that, and we will continue to do that.
Is utility billing our biggest remaining single source of monthly postage?
I would say on an ongoing basis, yes. We do have accounts payable, of course, that go out continually twice a month after council approval, and we periodically have citizen contact regarding development, although we haven't had that much recently, but for neighborhood meetings, construction projects, rezonings, those type of things, we do send out mass mailings for that as well. But that's more on a periodic basis. So at this point, I would say it's utility billing and accounts payable for the most part.
So we might encourage people to take advantage of the city's computerized billing for utilities then?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, we will have to incur the cost of software in order to enable us to do that. For the time being, they are able to come online and pay their bill through the city's website. We cannot send the bill out directly to them via electronic means.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the council members? Anyone from the audience have a question? Well, the item has been motioned and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Item 3F, consider the contract between Geneva Field Festival and Geneva Golf Club in an amount not to exceed $4,100 for the 2009 Geneva Film Festival golf outing to be held on September 18th, 2009. I need a motion to...
So moved.
Motion by Barks, seconded by...
Second.
By Alderman Pawlak. Paul is here this evening to give us an insight into this process and what you're planning on doing and the contractual obligations that we have been negotiating with. So please carry on, Paul.
No problem. At the dais tonight, I placed a updated memo with the contract. It was also updated, too. It's obviously in spirit with what we had before, but two of the things that we asked for was the cultural arts to review that contract on Thursday. He didn't have a quorum, so we had to meet today to try to assemble our group for that. And then also the golf club itself, Geneva Golf Club, Attorney Radovich had asked for some changes in the contract that would make it more palatable to the city as far as liabilities, concerns, and things. And so they have made those changes. Obviously, in doing so, they also had sent us some other changes, so that's what we had to work out today for that. And basically what asking is a golf outing on September 18th for the Geneva Film Festival Committee, which is a subcommittee of the Cultural Arts, Geneva Cultural Arts, and it's to be at Geneva Golf Club. It would be, we're hoping to attract 60 golfers to that event, and if that happens, they have a dinner portion and a silent auction. They would anticipate making about $2,953,000 possible on the event if they got all the attendance. The golf outing itself, though, will carry minimal risk because if they don't get their attendance figures by August 18th or so, they'll be able to cancel out of the event with no, and all the funds would be refunded. So what we're asking tonight is it's a down payment amount and a not to exceed figure of $4,200. If there's any questions, I can answer.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any questions from Alderman Dentino?
Did the down payment amount change here?
I don't think it was included was the security deposit. There's, if you're a non-member, you have to pay a $200 security deposit, and then the actual rental fee is at $700. So we'll get the $200 back, but you have to pay for it up front. So yes, that we needed to add to it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Paul, before there are any other questions, would you be kind enough to highlight the changes?
Okay. The changes in the contract are such that the rent is $700, which is what we were proposing before.
This is on page one, item number two. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
of the Geneva Golf Club rental agreement?
Yeah. Yeah, the $700 is what we were proposing. Obviously, there was some difference that we had negotiated through this. To that amount, we clarified in here that half of that amount is $350. It says of all fees and things like that. And in addition, the $200 is security deposit, which we had before. There was some discussion before whether it could be part of the $350 and it's separate. So other than that, the city... In the original contract, the city was asked to have some liquor responsibility liability, and the city has made that change in the contract that the only thing is we have a general liability that we carry on all Geneva events that would be covered on under this policy. And then try to think of pretty much, I believe, the rest of the contract is pretty consistent, you know, as far as half half when you sign the agreement and half the other amount 30 days before the event. So,
Paul, it's going from a not to exceed of 41 to
42
to $4,200,
and that's if so that's every golf cart and every green fee and every dinner that they had planned for was sold. You know, right. So we'll see in September. So,
okay, now we're ready for some questions.
Thank you, Mr. Singer. So I understand that if for some reason they don't get the response, the city is not out any money at all. Is that correct?
Correct. That the deposit that would be paid for could be recouped at that point. The city and the Cultural Arts Commission has said not to go forward with this event if they haven't got a response that they could at a minimum break even.
Well, we assume they're going to go ahead. This is a good cause, and these are good people, and they're very active. If they go ahead, how much does it cost the city?
If you get the maximum amount that the city would put forward in this project is the $4,200.
So it will cost us $4,200 to have the Geneva Film Festival event?
The fundraiser for the Geneva Film Festival.
Out of what fund does that $4,200
It would come from the Cultural Arts Commission. It obviously through their, they have in their fundraising and their carryovers things from like Dancing with Geneva Stars that they have the monies to go forward with that. At the point that we would ask the city to go forward on this contract, the Geneva Film Festival Committee would have already collected nearly, you know, that amount in fees, green fees and reservations ahead of that, because that would be what would make it obviously.
So you're saying their fund may end up not changing. In a sense, the fund that the city provides for the Cultural Arts Committee, the Film Festival Committee, would remain whole at the end of this, or even more.
Yeah, the intent is a fundraiser. Yes, that they would actually make
that fund we make available comes from funds that the city allocates to support.
Correct. Correct. There's a $5,000 donation.
SPAC committees.
Yes.
But you're saying that fund will at the end of this have at least the $4,100 in it, we hope.
Yes, it currently has, yes, more than that.
So in a sense, it's costing this, if they are successful, and they hope they are, it's costing the city nothing.
Yes.
And creating a lot of goodwill for the city. And
correct.
A lot of good sales for the merchants, we hope.
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. That's the answer I wanted to hear.
Sorry. Yeah.
Are there any other questions from the council members? Anyone in the audience have a question for Paul? None? Well, the motion has been made and seconded. Those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, council.
Consider approval of the annual purchase of switchgear to be awarded to successful bidders as presented.
Motion.
Motion made by Alderman Dantino.
Seconded
by Alderman Piper. Any questions on this issue? Anyone in the audience? Been a motion and a second. Those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? We have an item next as new business, and we have a guest with us this evening, and She has a presentation. Kelly Nowak, who is from the Geneva United Methodist Church. And I'd like you to come forward, Kelly, and introduce yourself and give us some background as to what it is you have for us today and how all this came about.
I'm Kelly Nowak, and usually when I come to see most of you, I'm bringing you a letter or something. So today it's kind of a pleasure to get to come and just bring you a gift. So I hope all of you appreciate how wonderful that is, too. I live at 118 North 5th Street, and for the past 3 or 4 years, I've been attending church at the United Methodist Church. And in June, I participated in a mission trip to Torgay, Lithuania. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to meet with their mayor, and Kevin was kind enough to send a letter introducing us, and their mayor was most indulgent with his time. He came in from vacation so that he could meet with us, and he sent me home with a gift. And I'd like to present that to you. And he also has sent his card because he is hoping, as we are, that there will be some ongoing correspondence and perhaps some exchange of culture and ideas and whatever else. So I have this vase from the mayor, Robertus Kwiatka, at Torgay. So I'll bring that to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you on behalf of the mayor and the city council and the citizens of Geneva. It's very pretty. I wonder if that handmade, do you think?
I'm not sure. I can tell you that was, like Geneva. Geneva is celebrating its 175th anniversary before too long. The very first mention of Torgay in history was in 1507. So they recently just celebrated an anniversary themselves. Actually, it was 1607. They celebrated 500 years. I have a book that the mayor gave me, and I'll pass that around. You can get a kind of feel for what the town is like. It's a town of about 28,000 people. It's a former industrial town. When the Soviets occupied the country, it sits on a river, very much like Geneva. There are some wonderful pictures in here that I think you're going to find reminiscent of our town, particularly of the river. And I've marked a picture of the mayor and his city council, and also the river, so you can take a look at that. It's a very interesting town in terms of its diversity. There's a great community sense there. There are a lot of wonderful festivals that you'll see outlined in there. And it is our hope that in continuing to visit back and forth, perhaps we can again start to exchange some of the wonderful things about their town with ours. As some of you know, I maintain a daily blog of life here in Geneva. And I was able to speak with a photographer briefly while I was there, and he's been visiting my blog. He put together a book. This is mine also, but I'll let you look at it. Commemorating their 500-year anniversary of some of the top 40 movers and shakers in their town. But it's my hope that Sigitas will eventually start to do a blog of Torgay so that we can maybe post those on the sites, too.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, you have any idea as to what the symbolism is of that?
I do. I can tell you that the horn on there, the town formally was incorporated in the early part of the 20th century. It's existed for a while, but it didn't come into formal being. Lithuania has been under the control of so many other empires and different entities. It was in 1940, it was the Russians. In 41, it was the Nazis. In 45, it was the Soviet Union. So they really... the town kind of became official at the early part of the century, and that the Taurus, or the sign that you see on there, comes from two words in Lithuanian. One of them is Taurus, and it's kind of a bison, not a bison, but kind of a long-horned cattle bull. And then Ragus, which is horn, and so that is their city emblem that you see there. And so it's a very difficult language to learn. I'd humor you with a little bit more, but unfortunately I don't speak terribly well.
Are you in any way familiar with the structure of government that exists in the community? Is it
just very briefly?
They have a mayor and a
they have
council,
a mayor and they
democratically
have a city
elected. It's a republic.
They are elected. They have several. They run from parties, and they have several more parties, obviously, than
we
do here. They do have a fabulous municipal website, which I know that Mayor Burns has had the opportunity to look at, and it's on the business card there. If anybody is interested in learning more about the town, I would be more than happy to talk with you about my trip and to share my pictures and pictures of the town with you. I know that I will be doing a number of presentations to different groups throughout town, and if any of you are interested, send me an email, and I'll be sure to make sure you're invited to those.
Sounds like it was quite an experience. Any questions? Alderman Pawlak.
Yes,
thank you, Ron. Kelly, what took you to Lithuania, and what's the interest?
The United Methodist Church has, for about 10 or 11 years, maintained a relationship with a small Methodist congregation there. And they have, throughout the years, sent delegations back and forth just to sort of support them in their faith walk and also just to try to help do some good in the community. There is a local orphanage, which is much more like a centralized foster home. It's much more like the foster care system that we have here. And the small congregation there, which only has about 20 to 30 members that actively attend, are very active with the orphanage in providing some service and doing some things for them. So while we were there, we did meet with the children, and we spent some time with the children there. My interest came about purely from a photography standpoint. That was my primary hook in. I did go and take a bunch of pictures while I was there, but I did work with the children. And again, I had the wonderful opportunity to deliver a letter from our mayor to their mayor and to say hello and to learn a little bit about how they're structured.
Thank you. Any other questions, council members? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Singer. As you know, the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee supports the International Cultural Exchange Committee, and Cynthia Albright, who is the new president of that, chairman of that committee, would love, I think, to hear about your trip, because they are always searching for other cities to initiate cultural exchanges with, and this sounds like a perfect opportunity to, for a completely different set of people to get to know us, and we get to know them, and you're our first ambassador, and I'm sure they would love to expand the program if it was at all possible. Is there a way you can communicate with her?
I've actually been introduced to her over the email, and so I do plan on speaking with her at a later date, and Ernie Mahaffrey and I have had the opportunity to have coffee and to speak. Torge has four relationships already, two with cities in Poland, one in Germany, and also one in Russia. So this is something that they're very familiar with doing. And while I think that you'll find that in many ways their town and their culture are very, very different than ours, I think that in some ways there are some interesting opportunities for us to learn how the other side lives.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome.
Can I ask one more question, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman?
All in full.
Kelly, where did you stay? And what did you like best about it?
I stayed in sort of an industrial area on the south side of the town. It's an old warehouse. And again, I'll be happy to share photographs with anybody who'd like to see them. It became affectionately known amongst our delegation as the compound. It was a former warehouse that had been converted into a number of shops and also sort of a hostel. And it was interesting in that on any given day, you might be looking outside and there could be a lady with a babushka and a horse-drawn cart driving up the road to get some feed, or cars speeding by, and there was a train that whenever it went by, it rumbled quite a little bit. It was very different. It lacked a lot of the amenities that I'm used to here. But as I've been telling people, it wholly changed my relationship to my own stuff, and I came home and I felt very crowded in my home after having been there for nearly 2 weeks. So it was a good experience. It was kind of like camping.
Just to, so I can translate for Dorothy, a babushka is a headscarf.
Excuse me. Thank you.
But Dad, you asked me what I liked the best about it. Mm-hmm. I had the opportunity, a member of our community had family that came from another city, about an hour, a little over an hour and a half north, and I had a free day. So I had the opportunity to drive up there and look around, and it was a most miraculous day. I was looking for needles in haystacks, and I found several of them, and just had the opportunity to really learn about another culture and some history and see a lot of great photography, which for me is always an interest.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Sure.
Any other questions? Did you have an opportunity to enjoy any of their liquid refreshments?
Juice?
That's what he meant.
Yes, I did, on occasion. I did note that the beer came in rather large bottles,
yes.
So it was... It was interesting. I of course had a lot of trouble finishing one by myself, but you know, yes, I did. It was all good. So.
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
And again,
any questions? Alderman Brown.
No.
Anyone from the audience? Very nice.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item, of course, is new business, and before I ask anyone on the council or to if you have something that you'd like to reveal, I would like you to remind you, the City Council, as well as the audience and the citizens of Geneva, that the Geneva Cultural Arts Commission is hosting Shakespeare in the Park on July the 18th. Shakespeare is back at Island Park in Geneva. So the Midsummer Theater Troupe will present a free production of Taming of the Shrew at 6 p.m. at the park. Seating will begin at 5 p.m. Before the play begins, the junior and senior performing company of the State Street Dance Studio in Geneva will be dancing. Seating will be in a Ravinia style. The audience members are encouraged to bring blankets, chairs, picnic, foods will be available for the purchase from Milrais Inn and Gramps. This is the third year the Arts Commission is presenting a Shakespeare play as a gift to the community. Last year, 600 people attended and enjoyed the performance. Admission is free. This is a $5 donation is suggested. Free parking is available at the Government Center on First Street. And it's a very short walk across the covered bridge across the Fox River to Island Park. So, hope to see you all there. Now, any other questions?
That's this Saturday, by the way.
Yes, July 18th, correct. Ms. McKittrich, did you have something?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do have two items. First, I apologize for preempting Dan, our Public Works Director, Dan Dinges, from introducing to you our new Assistant Public Works Director, Pam Broviak. However, I have asked her to attend in Dan's absence. For those of you who don't know, he's been on leave for the past several days, and hopefully he'll be back soon. But in his absence, I did ask Pam to attend for continued communication between staff and the action of the council. So I would like to introduce her since she is here this evening. She's our new Assistant Public Works Director and City Engineer. Pam, if you would, stand up, please. Pam has an extensive career as working in public works, most recently Director of LaSalle Public Works, and a professional engineer as well. So I don't know if
oh, welcome to our fold.
Yeah.
Would you like to come up and tell us a little about your background, please?
Thank you very much. It's nice to meet everyone. I'm originally from the LaSalle Peru area. That's where I grew up. And I have my bachelor's degree from the University of Illinois in Champaign. I'm a civil engineer. And mainly, my career's been for municipalities. I worked, first of all, as a technician with the City of Aurora. While I was going to school to get my bachelor's degree, I actually went for a while over at Iowa State, so I worked for the City of Ames, Iowa. And then after I graduated with my bachelor's, I worked for the Village of Lombard. Most of my career has been with the City of LaSalle, Superintendent of Public Works, and the City Engineer, and then Director of Public Works. So my heart's with municipalities. I appreciate the opportunity to come here. With
how do you like
Geneva.
It so far?
Here? Yeah. It's just gorgeous. Well, you all know you live here. It's amazing. Geneva is the epitome of the community that I think LaSalle Peru thinks of when they want to, you know, become a better community. So when I told everyone there that I had this opportunity to come up here, everyone was, wow, City of Geneva. So it's a great opportunity for me. And the people who are here, very professional, very well educated, very grounded in their career. I look at it as a great opportunity for me to advance my career and learn from some great people. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Are there any questions?
It's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yes.
The bar is high, and we have to remember that and keep reinventing. Thank you. Some kind words.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Yes, all
in
the round.
You're back.
I would just like to add, it's a nice segue, that you're inheriting a wonderful department. For those of you who missed it in your copy of Government Engineering, May and June 09, there's a wonderful article about Geneva's water treatment plant authored by Bob Van Gijskum and Mike Martins, helped by Mr. Fullerton from Black and Veatch. And it's a wonderful spread in and shows some beautiful pictures and says wonderful things about our water treatment facility. So congratulations. And Bob, please tell, you know, Mike, and I congratulate you too, that, you know, this is the sort of thing that puts us on the map. Clearly, this is a nationwide publication, I presume.
That's correct.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. You're now in print. You've inherited a wonderful department. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Thanks.
Ms. McKittridge?
Thank you, Pam. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I thought it was appropriate to introduce you as long as you're here, and thank you for attending in Dan's absence. For those of you who may not have seen your most current email from me within probably the last hour, I wanted to let you know that the governor signed a capital bill, actually capital bills, program today totaling $31 billion, and the city of Geneva was fortunate enough to be allocated $300,000 in that program for infrastructure improvements. So we'll be getting details. It's through the Department of Economic, whatever it's called now, DECA. I still call it DECA, but the state's economic department. So we'll have to see what type of hoops we have to jump through to get that funding. But it is for infrastructure programs in the city, so that'll be moving forward. So I thank staff that continually over this past year wrote grant applications for Metro West, for appealing to our state legislators when we went down for the drive down in Springfield and practically begged for help because of our budget concerns. So apparently it's paid off somewhat. So we'll keep you apprised as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Any other new business items that come forward to the council? Anyone in the audience?
Alderman Singer.
Oh, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you. I just wanted to give kudos to the International Cultural Exchange Committee because I attended on Sunday their picnic, and they had a picnic with a lot of the Fermi Lab out of the country, China, Japan, to name a few, that were there, and it was really very nice, and it was well attended. Yes, it was at Peck Farm. It was well attended, and I give them kudos for putting that together. That was very nice. So,
good,
and
thanks.
I also attended. Alderman Hill and myself attended the River Park concert, the brass band, the Prairie Brass Band, and that was a very nice venue also. So it was a great evening to be out. Just gorgeous.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Anyone else? None? Looking for a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Third.
Was that Alderman Hill's motion? And seconded by Alderman Pike.
His motion and my second.
Oh, thank you. All those
signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Thank you very much for attending. And thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Singer.
Good job, Mr. Singer.
Good job.
Good
job.
Oh, wow. Who's cucumber?
That had quite an experience. Do you like to go back? You're hoping to go back?
I know. It was sweet.
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, that's what I thought you two